Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We're streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A.
Gates Country. DeSantis Country.
Oh, gross.
Little Marco Country.
Rapey McForehead.
Rick Scott Country.
Rapey McForehead as well.
Should I still go on?
Sure. I mean,
those are the big ones.
Did you say Rubio?
Oh, yeah. Little Marco.
Okay.
Phone party. Thanks ever so much for listening to us. A lovely day here on the panhandle.
Nine!
Under the panhandle, I can't speak for.
Just don't go under there. There's snakes.
And it's like 73 and sunny right now. I know we're getting a lot of fuck yous from our beloved listeners in the northern climes. But
I feel so bad for Chicago right now because what is it? January, mid-January. Oh, my God. It's going to get worse before it gets better. I'm sorry. February's coming. I know it's a short month, but it's the worst month.
Not horrific in Chicago right now. 46.
Oh, my God. February's going to be horrible, guys. I can feel it. I'm so sorry.
Wait. Saturday is going to be horrible. Saturday is in the 20s in Chicago. So.
Oh, God.
You don't even need to wait for February.
That winter, there's nothing like a Chicago winter. I mean,
yeah,
it will fucking break your bones.
That lake, that wetness from the lake just really
it's great.
Adds a whole nother level.
And then when the snow melts, my favorite thing, it's like all of a sudden all this trash, these condom wrappers, used needles are just flying out. Yes. Flying around because they become unearthed.
Even in Wisconsin, when I lived there, like kind of northish, centralish, it was colder, but you know, it's there's a lot of cornfields and stuff. So it's just not, we weren't near a big body of water. So
yes,
it didn't feel really as brutal.
You know, it's funny. I thought there was a car outside revving its engine, but it's this fucking dog. The dog won't say cock toy.
Thanks for joining us on Twitter. We're still hanging in there. At Crab Diving on the Twitter. The shit show that continues.
What if we did this? What if we did a Patreon that says, from now on, there'll be no more squirts until we reach a certain amount in Patreon, and then we'll start doing squirts.
Oh, we're gonna hold our listeners hostage.
For the squirts.
Very
what do you
Republican.
Think about that? Yeah, I know. it's capitalist. I'm sorry, guys. But what do you think?
No.
Okay. You want those squirts back?
I can't. Yeah, I need. I need my artistic expression.
Oh shit!
And thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission, and it doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here.
I'm gonna do me British voice until we hit a certain number on Patreon.
Oh, that might bring it in. Just from the Brits.
Oh, sorry.
Not that there's anything wrong with your British accent.
No. I would think not.
To the commie pinko liberal Huffington Huffpo, you know, whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah, this is amazing. Clueless GOP still pushing abortion bills after midterm flop. Bring it on. Anything you pass is going to be laughed out of the
God
Senate.
Damn it. Get out of people's pussies, motherfuckers.
House Republicans approved a pair of abortion bills this week. Oh, look at them working so hard.
Jeez. You can't even elect a guy.
To help the American people.
How can you come together on this, but you can't even elect a guy? to be in charge of your dumbasses.
Just a few months after their disappointing performance in the 2022 midterm elections that even some top Republicans, like former President Donald Trump, attributed to extreme abortion policies.
Well, Mitch McConnell...
Even Trump said that.
Yes, but Mitch McConnell said the candidate sucked. I think that was it.
Actually. And the abortion.
Right.
Both proposals are likely to die in the Democratic-controlled Senate. The futile attempt to pass anti-abortion legislation. This is just performance art. The next 2 years. The next 2 years are just going to be performance art.
What are these people going to tell their grandkids? Well, what did you do in Congress? Performance art.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay. They're beating their kids.
Yeah, they're not nice to their kids.
They're beating their grandkids. Jeez.
The letter, comes on the heels of a letter sent to Republicans in the House from dozens of conservative religious groups. The letter includes a list of anti-choice demands, such as passing a law to protect infants born alive during an abortion, which doesn't happen.
The way you said that, infants born alive during an abortion.
During an abortion.
We have an infant born alive during an abortion. That's a crazy name for a horse.
That's like Pence.
Oh, yeah. That's what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. So, what's he say there? I don't even know what he says.
I have to open my spreadsheet anyway. Where the fuck is my spreadsheet?
Well, I tell you what, Matt. Mike. I was supposed to say Matt Pence. Hey, Matthew Pence over here. Mike, I would still be pissed about the hanging thing, dude. You got to commend yourself. You're so evolved. You're not even mad. This is so horrible. God damn, it sucks.
Call with your take on it. Was justice served in the case of Kelly Flynn?
Was justice served in the case of Kelly Flynn?
Honestly, though, the music is so cringe for some reason.
Adultery is no longer a big deal.
Adultery is no longer a big deal.
What do you call those at the beginning? Are those trumpets or horns or
Mike Pence?
God.
That's a loop group.
Okay.
At the beginning.
But the bam,
of people
bam,
who
bam,
make a
bam.
Lot of money doing that it's, that Mike Pence bullshit.
This is
Mike
shameless.
Pence.
Shameless.
Piano. With the string section.
Bop, 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 bop. And then the superfluous. Nobody needs any of that shit. You could cut half of that shitty thing.
Doesn't he? I mean, you could have him announce that corn prices are down. The president would have a press conference, it seems.
Is he laughing at a joke he made? Holy shit.
I hope so. He might, I don't know, check his pants.
He's. I feel like Mike Pence is. I'm trying to say this without sounding insensitive to people that actually suffer from brain injuries, but there's something about him that he's just disassociated, like they wanted to hang him with any sense of reality. Yeah. Yeah. When he's talking about being the nominee for the Republican, why would he want to be?
And now he's jumping on the faux outrage over these documents that they found that Biden had.
Mike, the next time I saw Donald Trump, if I were you, I would want to fucking lunge for the motherfucker if I were you. Wouldn't you? Most people would. He wanted them to hang you. They were actually chanting, hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence, and you don't care. God, dude.
Trump himself blamed the GOP midterm losses partly on Republicans' handling of the abortion issue, singling out those who backed no exceptions to bans on the procedure, including in instances of rape and incest.
It's amazing to me that anyone would ever vote for someone with an R next to their name when the leader of that party commanded a coup on our own Capitol. But you're gonna vote for Republicans?
Trump forgot to mention that many, if not most, of the lunatics he endorsed wanted just that thing.
The coup?
No exception for abortion.
No exceptions. God.
Sorry, 10-year-old that was raped by your dad. You're going to get that. You're going to keep that baby of love.
This is a party that can't do anything. And all of a sudden, they want to set up big government in people's labias. Are you out of your fucking minds? You don't know what you're doing with anything. You want to be in charge of vaginas all of a sudden. You're Jesus.
One Republican congresswoman.
Yes.
Who has been brutally outspoken about the issue. She's had enough. The decision to hold votes on abortion legislation in the first week. She thinks they're crazy. Quote, this is Representative Nancy Mace from South Carolina.
Nancy.
We learned nothing from the midterms if this is how we're going to operate in the first week. Millions of women across the board were angry over overturning Roe versus Wade. What we're doing this week is paying lip service to life. Nothing that we're doing this week on protecting life is ever going to make it through the Senate.
So she's saying we're wasting our time.
Yes.
Stupid.
Yeah. And tactically, we're fucking up.
Because people don't like it.
Right.
And it's pointless. Did anyone listen to her from their party?
The Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act.
Born alive, motherfuckers.
What is that? BAASPA.
What?
BAASPA. BAASPA. Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act.
BAASPA.
It's the BAASPA.
BAASPA.
Passed 220 to 210. Today, requires physicians to provide life-sustaining care for infants born after an attempted abortion.
What's justice served? Listen, you dumb shits. The only thing you can agree on is this abortion shit. This is insane. It took you a fortnight to elect this fucking speaker.
Threatens doctors with criminal penalties if they don't comply. Representative Ann Wagner from Montana.
Fuck you.
No, M.O. Missouri.
Right.
Excuse me.
Right.
Reintroduced the legislation earlier this week, along with original Republican co-sponsors Steve Scalise.
Woo-hoo!
And Kat Kamick from Florida.
I'm Steve Scalise. I got dumbass views on gun control, even though I nearly died from a gunshot wound. Woo-hoo!
Wagner said, all children should have the right to receive life-saving care, especially those who survive an abortion.
What you gotta do is, according to the way of a Republican's understanding of anatomy, we should swallow a gun for so your fetus can grab it. And when the doctor tries to kill it, the fetus can shoot the gynecologist or whatever, right?
Right.
Swallow a gun. It'll get right down to the womb.
The fetal Glock. Made for those tiny little non-formed fingers, for the little webbed hands.
Yeah, but you got to shoot at the doctor. That's it. That's a good video game.
Similar to other anti-choice legislation, the bill is chock full of misinformation.
Boo! We're stupid!
And creates more barriers to care. Reproductive rights advocates and physicians critical of the bill argue that it's nearly impossible for infants to be born alive during abortion.
Let's just sprint to the Middle Ages. The world is flat. We're all stupid. Nobody can read.
And
let's
Bill's
start stabbing each other.
And this is redundant because murder is already illegal if the baby, if the infant is born... It's protected.
That's a murder, you stupid shitbag. Nobody saw a special victims unit that wrote that bill.
And they also lie about who's getting and why people are getting abortions later in pregnancy. 95% of abortions are in the first 4 months,
yes.
The first trimester mostly.
But who gives a shit? It's not my business. It's not my vagina. It's not your vagina. Stay out of vaginas. Fuck.
The majority of abortions performed later in pregnancy are medically necessary to save the life of the pregnant person or necessary because of fatal fetal abnormality. They're not elective. The legislation could take away a pregnant person's power to decide what medical interventions they want to receive.
This
during an already emotional time.
It's sadistic.
Possibly forcing physicians to prolong an infant's life for a period of time before it dies. In certain cases, it could take away parents' opportunities to hold their infants.
Oh, great. Fuck these Republicans. You fucksticks. Jesus Christ. Take some... What pharmaceutical do these people need to not be fucked up? What do you give them?
I don't know. Jeez. I don't know what to tell you.
You got a case of fuckface-itis, all of you.
So that's the headline. Over to the HuffPo, the Republicans.
That's the party of small government.
Working really hard already.
That's the party of small government.
Got rid of got rid of their ethics panels.
Oh, yes.
And now they're
and the metal detectors.
Babies.
They got rid of them metal detectors. And then they changed some rules so you can't film as much or some shit like that.
But there's, you know what's really odd now? C-SPAN has requested that Kevin McCarthy allow them their cameras kind of fair roam like they did during the hearing, yes, or during the votes and everything.
Right.
I don't know if he put it in a bill or if he's just requested it, but a champion of giving C-SPAN free reign again is Matt fucking Gaetz.
What?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Does someone at C-SPAN have an envelope of shit?
Well, he
on
thinks
this
he'll
guy?
Be on camera more. He'll be able to, don't you think? He'll be able to grandstand and the cameras will pan right the fuck over to him.
I just don't understand what he wants to accomplish in government. All I assume is that he wants to hold some influence in case someone decides to get off their fucking ass and go after him for the trafficking, you know. You know, why is he in government? Like, what does he want to do?
Well, what else could he do?
Well, he wants to lick Roger Stone's nuts.
Gaetz introduces amendment to bring C-SPAN cameras back to the House floor.
Okay.
Gaetz is introducing it. Oh, goddamn. Papa.
Fuck. Maybe he's just grandstanding because he knows it won't go anywhere.
House changed the House rules on Tuesday to allow C-SPAN cameras on the chamber floor during normal proceedings. The amendment would require the Speaker to allow C-SPAN to broadcast the floor proceedings of the House, much like during the contentious House Speaker vote last week.
Yes. More cameras. I agree with Matt. Get those cameras in there. Shit.
Gaetz says, I've received a lot of feedback from constituents about how interesting it was and that you were able to see in real time how our government is functioning, what alliances are being created, what discussions are being had, what animated moments drive the action. There it is.
Yes.
And the pool view of the Congress is antiquated and a little boomerfied.
Jesus.
Oh,
so harsh.
God, I agree with him. I hate myself for agreeing with him, but yeah. I agree. It should,
right?
I'll be open. Well, I want to watch those motherfuckers conspiring, yes, off on the side and,
why
and
aren't
see
his
what's
constituents
going on.
Asking him, hey, why don't you resign because you're a pedo?
There was an article in WEAR, one of the locals, not that long ago, which is, I think, Sinclair. And yeah. That was pretty critical of him and his antics.
Wow. Jesus.
And then it would be nice if he did something for Florida's first district for once.
He doesn't need to, though, because what did he win by last time?
He was two-thirds.
Two-thirds. Yeah. That's a big fraction, guys. Two-thirds of the vote. For those of you that went to school in the South, that's a majority. A big majority.
Sad.
Very sad.
Drudge Report.
Beep.
Let's see what they'd be talking about over there. Thank you. I feel a sneeze coming on, but...
God bless you.
It's still brewing.
Right.
Yeah, this was nuts.
Yes.
You know, the entire, all of our airlines were shut down.
I saw this,
this morning. FAA computer failure.
God
thousands,
damn it, motherfuckers.
Thousands of flights across the U.S. were canceled or delayed today after a government system that offers safety and other information to pilots broke down, stranding some planes on the ground for hours.
Don't we have computers and shit? I mean, what kind of software are they running and what is going on? There needs to be an audit of the...
There's no evidence of a cyber attack.
No, we just suck. That's what I'm hearing. We just fucking suck.
The breakdown showed how much American air travel depends on an antiquated computer system that generates alerts called NOTAMs, NOTAMS, or Notice to Air Missions,
yes,
to pilots and others. Before a flight takes off, pilots and airline dispatchers must review the notices, which include details about weather, runway closures,
okay,
or construction and other information that could affect the flight.
Yes.
The system was once telephone-based, with pilots calling dedicated
what?
Flight service stations,
God damn it,
for the information, but jeez, it's now moved online.
Fucking fuck, man.
The NOTAM system broke down late last night,
what?
And was not fixed until mid-morning today.
Oh, my God,
leading
Pete.
To,
God damn it, Mayor Pete. I'd be on the phone. I'd be ranting. I'd be losing my mind if I were you and firing motherfuckers right now.
Well, led to more than 1,200 flight cancellations, over 8,500 delays by early afternoon on the East Coast.
What is going on? Get some computers, you fucks. Go get some Macs. Go get some Macs.
Stop poking me. What are you
doing? Our government sometimes, like NARA's running around like, I don't know, Trump took all the documents. We don't know where they are. We should go get in. We don't know. Now we don't have any computers. Whatever, the FAA sucks. Nobody's getting their NADMs. We press one to hear your NADMs. You have to call it in like movie phone or some shit like that?
Even after the FAA lifted the order grounding the planes this morning, the chaos was expected to linger. More than 21,000 flights were scheduled to take off today, mostly domestic trips.
You know how Southwest does their NADMs? They do it like this, ...
And about 1,840 international flights out today.
Great.
Airports in Chicago, L.A., New York, and Atlanta saw 30 to 40% of their flights delayed.
Get a job. Again, I've said this before. Everybody get jobs bartending in airports because that's going to be a killer. That's going to be a moneymaker.
It already is. I mean, Chicago, can you imagine you're paying $15 for a Bud Light and the tip you get on that shit?
No one take any offense to this, but just picture you're at O'Hare, a bunch of White Sox fans, their plane to go see the White Sox beat the shit out of the Cardinals is delayed.
Yeah, we're flying down to St. Louis to see those fucks.
Do they have White Castle inside O'Hare Airport? Surely they do.
No one should be allowed
to go to White Castle and they get on a fucking airplane.
Oh, I concur. I don't think people should be allowed that much alcohol before they get on airplane.
Oh, I want people drunk. That's better because they're more subdued.
I think they should be high. There should be dispensaries. Yes. There should be weed cafes at the airport because I would rather deal with a whole plane full of stoned people than a plane full of drunk people.
You know what? They should have a thing called sleep flight. And the thing about sleep flight is you go there.
We've talked about this. This is where
and they put you under
propofol
for the whole fucking flight.
That's
insane. No, it's not propofol. It's just they put you under for the whole flight.
No, but that's dangerous.
And you wake. No, it's not.
That's why anesthesiologists make a gazillion dollars. You're saying that an anesthesiologist is going to start working for the...
Nah. Just give somebody... Somebody takes a massive...
US Air? Which doesn't exist.
Pot brownie. A massive pot brownie.
That's my point.
Sledgehammers them. Yeah, but you get put on and off the plane like Hannibal Lecter in wheelchairs and shit. Because people behave so poorly
on
flights.
People put into stasis for a half-hour flight.
I don't want people doing any more bullshit on these fucking planes. This COVID shit, the way people behaved... Did we not learn anything during the pandemic? People fucking
stop
suck.
Stop with your nonsense.
And a lot of people should be restrained on flights because they're crazy.
Learn.
What? We don't learn anything.
Across the pond, they had some deal going on. Something about the UK post office had a cyber incident.
Right. Does their shit suck too? Like,
you know, probably shit sucks everywhere. I mean, you know.
Nobody gives a shit.
Anywhere where conservatives are allowed to be in charge once in a while, things are gonna start sucking because the liberals have to come back and first fix everything that the fucking conservatives wrecked and then try to make some progress.
Doesn't Mayor Pete know about these fucking NADMs or NADMs? Why are people calling in to get these, Mayor Pete? That is fucked up. It should be... Not printed out even. I mean, can't the NADMs come on a screen as in a message of some sort that you could read? Is that crazy? Maybe an email alert or something. Why are they...
Royal Mail told customers sending parcels abroad is facing severe service disruption due to a cyber incident.
I don't know, man. Stay put, I guess. That's the best advice for anyone, right? We fucked it up.
We've asked customers to temporarily stop submitting any export items into the network. British friends.
We can't ship anything the fuck out because everything runs on a DOS program or some shit. Right?
Yeah, I don't understand why Windows 2 isn't working.
Me dial-up modem's backed up.
Me dial-up.
God damn, motherfuckers. I mean, listen, I know that American Excellence thing is bullshit, but really what happened to that? For real. Oh, gee, Rudy. God, Rudy,
that's
are you
Rudy's
in charge?
Modem.
Rudy, you need to clear out your router, you fuck.
Also, so those are headlines.
We fucking suck.
FAA fucked today.
It's a spreadsheet, you dumb shits. I don't understand this. Is it scheduling that they can't figure out? Is that what it is? Like where you're landing?
No, it was an information system that tells you about weather and closed runways and shit.
We can't figure that out with an app on your fucking phone. I can look at a weather app right now.
Well, there you go.
Shit, man. I am.
Maybe they'll get Elon on that.
You don't even need Elon. You don't even need Elon. You need some dumb fuck with a spreadsheet, it sounds like. It's not that complicated, right? What's the weather? That's it, right? What's the weather when my plane is taking off? We can't figure out how to tell people that.
Well, where you're going. Jesus. And on the way. It's the it's the weather reports for the whole trip.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's doable.
Well, they have been. It just fucked up. The system fucked up.
Somebody should be fired over this shit. It's so stupid. We can't, I mean.
You have to log into your MySpace account, too.
God, guys. I thought we were good at all this bullshit.
Also in the news.
Can I say something? If I was in a plane that crashed because some fucking pilot didn't read the NOTAM report. Oh my God. That is insane. I didn't see the NOTAM. Flew right into the iceberg or whatever.
Iceberg?
I don't know, man. That's another plane. The weather pocket.
Really, really bad weather.
It's climate change, you see.
I've got, what have I got?
Check
here?
Your NOTAMs, you dumb fucking pilots. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be assholes, but jeez, fucking Christ.
Oh, we didn't talk about this on Monday. I can't believe, I think we just joked about it a little, but didn't really detail this Matt Schlapp stuff.
What is that? I don't know what this is.
He's the head of CPAC.
Yes.
Matt Schlapp, who, former, I don't know, somebody who worked with him or something,
yes.
Said he grabbed his junk while they were driving.
Matt grabbed someone's junk?
Republican strategist is alleging that Matt Schlapp, influential chairman.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, no, this is a new one.
Oh, okay.
The other day we got the story... this guy worked for Herschel.
Oh, okay.
The second guy, who's now corroborating, who's like, hey, he did the same shit to me. And I've got a story coming up of someone else who said Schlapp also slapped their Schlapp.
Matt Schlapp, get your hand off my lap. It sounds like Dr. Seuss.
This is it. Matt Schlapp, one of the nation's most prominent conservative leaders.
What the fuck?
And top ally of former President Donald Trump is being accused of sexually groping a male aide on Georgia candidate Herschel Walker's campaign in October. Oh, so it is the same guy.
What a time this campaign aide is having. First of all, you work for Herschel Walker, and now Matt Schlapp is giving you old jack off. Welcome to politics, I guess.
The former Walker staffer said, he reached in between my legs and fondled me. To my shame, I didn't say anything. They're withholding his name at request because he fears... Oh, gosh, do you think he should fear repercussions at all?
From Matt Schlapp?
From Republicans conservatives? Wow.
Listen, everyone needs to come forward who was groped by Matt Schlapp. Shouldn't they?
I am sitting here... recording my recollection of events in regards to Matthew Schlapp.
Okay, well, I can't listen to this asshole anymore. I'm sorry he touched your junk, but speed it up, boy. Maybe lay off the Xannies.
Start with this. The night Matt Schlapp jacked me off.
Yeah. Schlapp, the chairman of the American Conservative Union, is married to former Trump White House aide Mercedes Schlapp. His organization hosts the Conservative Political Action Conference, a crucial proving ground for Republican presidential hopefuls.
Yes. Jeez.
Schlapp did not respond to text messages seeking comment.
Well, come on, Matt. What's up? I mean, come on. Why are you grabbing people's nuts?
Where's the... He said he was doing something at an event for Walker in Perry, Georgia.
I don't know.
Says 100 miles south of Atlanta.
No, fuck that. No.
The mid-level Walker aide was assigned to chauffeur Schlapp,
yes,
who invited him to meet for drinks that night at the, yes, Capitol Grill restaurant in the Buckhead section of Atlanta.
Ooh, that's nice. Of course, it's a, yeah, great section of town.
Rich white people. He believed the extra face-to-face time could help him solidify a professional connection. So this guy's, this young staffer is just looking for career movement.
But the guy's a chauffeur, right?
No, he was just hired to drive.
Oh, okay, okay.
They just said, he's an aide. And they're like, you got to drive Schlapp. As the two men began to drink, Schlapp apologized for the bar being dead. Oh, God.
Who gives a shit? What is your fucking problem?
Who cares?
Let me tell you something. Some guy's assigned to drive me around. The last thing I'm doing is saying, can I go get you a drink?
What was he...
You're my driver.
What was he expecting?
Yeah. I don't know. What do you mean? Like,
I'm
like,
sorry it's so dead. I wish there was more trim hair.
Is there more? Where's some glow sticks?
So then they went to Manuel's Tavern, a well-known haunt for Georgia politicos, mostly Democrats.
Okay.
Of course, the Democrats have a more fun bar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Schlapp, who drank Tito's vodka during the night.
Right.
A little plug for Tito's, I guess.
Oh, yes.
Began intruding into my personal space, he said, at the second bar. At one point, Schlapp bumped into his... his gun. He had a gun. Oh. Bumped into the staffer's gun while their legs touched, prompting Schlapp to ask, what are you carrying?
Oh, my God. Squirt, squirt.
Sig Sauer, the aide said, surprised to find that Schlapp seemed unfamiliar with the name of the gun.
Jeez. Is Sig a Sauer? What is it?
A Sig Sauer? It's a pretty big manufacturer, ooh, of guns.
Right.
Especially if you're a CPAC gun waiver.
You know what that means. You know that, right?
What?
You would know that name if you're a gun person.
Yeah. Schlapp, who grew up in Wichita, Kansas, explained that he didn't have a background with firearms.
Oh, yeah.
And then Schlapp asked later, what? Are you uncomfortable looking at me?
What the fuck is happening? Why is Matt Schlapp... being so weird and creepy.
In short order, he told Schlapp that, I've got an early morning. We best call it a night.
Holy shit.
As the staffer drove from Manuel's Tavern down the John Lewis Freedom Parkway toward the junction of, okay, who cares? Right. Schlapp began fondling his leg, he said.
Jeez.
That progressed as the two men made their way toward the Hilton Garden Inn.
Right.
At the Atlanta airport, about 15 minutes with traffic. From Manuel's to the Hilton Garden Inn, he literally had his hands on me, the staffer
Jesus
said.
Christ.
Matt Schlapp of CPAC grabbed my junk and pummeled it at length, he said.
Pummeled it? Wait a second. What does that mean, though?
I think it means he just grabbed it and moved it. And
I pummeled it.
I don't think he was.
Is this a British writer?
Punch fucking him. To my shame, I didn't say anything. I didn't say no or stop. I just froze. God knows it was not a wanted advance.
Right.
When they arrived at the hotel, Schlapp invited him up to the room.
God, get me the fuck
the staffer out of here. Declined. Within a couple of hours, he began recording videos of himself recounting what he said had happened.
Yeah.
He reached out to which we were just listening to. He reached out to senior campaign staff later that morning to relay the story. They advised him how to respond to the next morning when Schlapp texted to say he was in the lobby ready to be driven.
Jesus.
I didn't want to say I was uncomfortable. I did want to say I was uncomfortable with what happened last night, he texted to Schlapp.
Right.
The campaign does have a driver who's available to get you to Macon and back to the airport.
Yeah.
Sending him the name and phone number.
Well,
Schlapp said, PLS, please give me a call.
Jesus.
Was the text back.
Who the fuck are you sending to drive this guy, though? That's not nice either. You're just sending some... Are you going to tell him?
Yeah.
Tell that driver what happened, man.
Here's his number. He's got a big dick.
A little aggressive.
Schlapp repeatedly called him, who didn't answer.
What a nightmare.
Twice at 7:53 a.m., once more at 8:09 a.m. A senior campaign official said Schlapp did not attend the event the following morning and did not communicate with the Walker campaign about getting another ride to the airport. So that he didn't call the friend.
This is crazy. This is all so Herschel Walker can be a senator.
Both the staffer and the senior campaign official said the Walker campaign made legal counsel available to him to discuss his legal options and indicated the campaign would support whatever decision he made.
Man.
He has not pursued any legal action against Schlapp.
Yes.
He said he's speaking to the news media to make others aware of predatory behavior by Schlapp.
God. Jeez.
The Schlapp is the one that told Mitt Romney he probably shouldn't show up at CPAC. Remember? Because they were going to kill him. Somebody might kill him.
I mean, I don't know where these Republicans think they will ever exist. And I don't mean the crazy ones. I mean, like Mittens. Like Mike Pence. Where do they think they belong? Not at CPAC. Crazier. Is there a cafeteria for the Republicans in Congress? Who does Mitt Romney sit with?
I don't think they have necessarily separate dining facilities.
Yeah. Jeez.
Like they all work out together at the gym and stuff, right?
Mitt Romney spotting Matt Gaetz.
But then.
Yes.
Another person.
Okay.
Jumping on the Schlapp wagon.
Right.
This is a tweet. I don't know what the fuck. Where it was. Gab. Matt Schlapp tried to touch me too.
Jeez.
At his offices in 2016-17 when we were negotiating my headliner spot at CPAC.
Oh.
I recoiled, made a joke about him being the wrong skin color, and added that if he tried it again, I would slap him and go public.
Jesus.
Maybe that had something to do with him colluding to wreck my career. I don't know.
What the fuck is going on at CPAC, man?
And that was written by... Maybe she tried to do the voice. Matt Schlapp tried to touch me, too, at his offices in 2016-17.
Oh,
he's... Milo Yiannopoulos.
Oh, the headliner spot of all conservatives?
He was headlining in 2016.
Oh, wait, when was it? 2016. 2016, yeah,
that's
yeah.
before the fall from grace.
Right. I was going to guess Nigel Farage after you, but it's...
And Milo, before he was converted by Christ,
away from
homosexuality,
yes,
was way into black men.
You think Christ...
So that's why he told Schlapp that he was the wrong color.
You think Christ is like...
No.
You know what I have to do today? This is going to be so weird. I have to convert someone named Milo Yiannopoulos back to being straight. I don't even know how I'm going to do that.
Oh, yeah, there's not that much power in the universe.
Yeah, anyway.
There you go.
Yay.
Milo Yiannopoulos, Matt Schlapp tried to touch me too.
God, Matt, what's your fucking problem? You got to get consent from people. CPAC, man. Hey, listen, everybody wear a codpiece to CPAC.
The tweet from 2017 from Matt Schlapp. We think free speech includes hearing Milo's important perspective. Hashtag CPAC 2017.
Quit pummeling my dick, Matt. My God.
this is the response to Milo's tweet. This one's hilarious. It says with laughing emoji in quotes, career. He wrecked my career.
Oh, my God.
Career.
Yeah.
That's
funny. I mean, you know, Matt, you know, shame on you, dude. You shouldn't be doing that, right? I mean, that's wrong.
Well, yeah.
What about these Republican family values and things of that nature?
Well, it's the hypocrisy, too, of the thing. I couldn't care whose junk he's pummeling. Well,
he should get consent.
We'll get consent first, yeah. And then... who the fuck cares? But, you know, he's the head of an organization that is virulently hate-filled towards LGBTQ people.
I really hope they told that other driver when he was driving him all the way to Macon.
Hey, you might get a hand job.
Yeah, listen, you might... just stay alert.
This is... Don't forget to join us on Friday, everybody, for Faithless
Yay,
Friday.
Jesus.
I mean, I don't know how much this goes on and on. and on. This is Trump, who is very unhappy. Well, let's backtrack. Let's talk about these stupid documents, Biden.
Right.
Even Carl fucking Rove.
Okay.
Was on Fox fucking News.
Carl who?
Carl Rove.
Gee, he... Why?
Was on Fox News.
Yeah.
And he pulled out a goddamn whiteboard like he does.
Yes.
To describe to the ninnies at Fox why the few documents,
okay,
classified documents that they found somewhere in a Biden office somewhere,
yeah, bullshit,
is pales in comparison to what Trump did and what happened with the Trump documents.
Right, right.
Because the people found these documents.
Yes.
And immediately called Nora.
Hi, Nora.
Nara, whatever it is.
Nora, you're never going to believe what we did. We got a bunch of secret docs down here. What do we do?
Right.
What do we do? Do we sell them to Putin?
Holy shit, we accidentally took these docs. You guys got to come get these, or what do you want us to do?
Right.
That's exactly what happened.
It's not hard. It's easy.
It wasn't Nara saying, excuse me, we think you've got some documents. It's like, I totally gave them all back.
That's
totally it. Totally gave them all back.
Right, right. No subpoenas. No subpoenas were given for the documents or whatever.
Of course, the right wing losers, woozy from Seaman Laws.
Ooh.
Over the fact that, oh my God, Joe Biden has documents. Look, now what are you going to do? Hey. Are you going to do a special counsel for him?
Right. You don't. What would they do? It would be the best job ever. It would be a great job.
Oh, I'm sure McCarthy's scrambling to put together a new panel.
But what would they do?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, what's the investigation? They would say, where were these documents found?
Attorney General Merrick Garland has assigned a U.S. attorney in Chicago to review documents marked classified that were found at the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement in Washington.
Yeah.
The roughly 10 documents are from Biden's vice presidential office at the center. The material was identified by personal attorneys for Biden just before the midterm elections. The documents were discovered when Biden's personal attorneys were packing files housed in a locked closet.
Damn.
To prepare to vacate office space.
Yes.
The documents were contained in a folder that was in a box with other unclassified papers. Sources revealed neither what the documents contained nor their level of classification. A source said that there were no nuclear secrets.
Well, it sounds like they're cooperating.
The day the material was discovered, the White House counsel's office notified the National Archives, who took possession of all of the materials the following morning.
Meanwhile, Trump's eating this shit. He's locked in the bathroom eating these documents and shitting them out.
Laying there like Jabba eating those critters.
That's a good image.
Melania chained next to him.
Oh, melanoma.
Melanie. The discovery was made by the president's attorneys. The documents were not subject of any previous request or inquiry by the archives, so they were probably very low level.
Yes.
Documents that nobody was looking for.
Right.
Since the discovery, the president's personal attorneys cooperated fully with the archives.
They cooperated.
And the DOJ in process to ensure that any other records are appropriately in possession of the archives. And then now today they found some more somewhere.
God damn it, Joe.
And they're losing their minds again. The Biden aides discover second batch of classified docs at another location, says Fox News.
Well, I mean, have they found them at a...
Stop the presses.
God. I mean, do you think there's more docs that Trump hasn't given up?
Oh, undoubtedly. Yes.
I don't give a shit about it. This is bullshit. This story is bullshit. This dog is losing her mind.
The dog's got her yak cheese she's trying to bury over there. Incoming House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan wants to know what these documents are.
Shut the fuck up,
before
Jim.
He determines whether his committee should investigate further. It's God. Always one set of rules for President Trump. They literally raided his home 91 days before the midterm election, and a different standard, it seems. He wasn't being elected in the midterm, right. So what does it matter?
I don't know.
And a different standard, it seems, with President Biden, so we'll go from there.
You know, our government sucks, evidenced by the fact that Jim fucking Jordan is in our government. How is he a legislator? Oh my God. How do people... He got reelected?
We have Matt Gaetz.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's rapey McForehead.
Jamie Raskin, House Judiciary ranking member for the Democrats, said Biden's attorneys appear to have taken immediate and proper action to notify the archives.
Oh, geez.
I have confidence the attorney general took the appropriate steps to ensure careful review of the circumstances surrounding the possession and discovery of these documents.
Imagine fucking that. Fucking imagine that fucking shit. They did what they were supposed to fucking
do. So they're screaming. It was only a few days before the midterms. Why didn't they let it out? Why didn't they tell us? It would have changed the midterms. It would have been a red tsunami.
Oh, my God.
Morons. Jeez.
You guys want the tourists to come back and trash the place again, don't you?
The trove at Mar-a-Lago contains, so far, what we know, among other materials, secrets about nuclear capabilities.
Yes!
Human intel, which means lists of people that are either spying for us or are our right. spies.
Right, Matthew Bourne shit. Jason Bourne shit.
An initial batch of 15 boxes. This is 10 pieces of paper they found at Biden's.
How many pieces of paper?
10.
And now, but Trump is like...
so far, the initial batch of boxes was returned on January 2022, but archive officials believed some records were still unaccounted for.
Yeah.
They sent letter after letter. Trump is like, hey, we totally sent all of it. And then they referred it a month later to the Justice Department in February 2022.
Yeah. I mean, they were so patient. Trump has a skiff of documents.
That's only a month.
It's nuclear secrets. I don't even understand why you can just have those. Why are we letting him walk around with nuclear secrets? God.
Federal officials so far have recovered over 300 classified documents
fucking Christ.
That were in Trump's possession.
The next time we have a stupid fucking president like Trump, give him fake shit. Give him fake shit that looks like real documents, and they won't know the difference. You know what I mean? Just give him fake nuclear doc. He won't give a shit.
The Penn Biden Center... I don't know what that means. Oh, gives the Philadelphia-based University of Pennsylvania a foothold in the nation's capital. It's a think tank opened in 2018, which hosts academic programming and events focused on foreign policy.
Right.
And apparently Biden had an office in there. He used an office space from mid-2017 until spring of 2019 when he declared his candidacy for the presidency. It was after he was vice president.
Yeah.
That's where he had an office.
Okay. It's also sinister. It's also boring, too. Tom Clancy would never make a movie about this, right?
Oh, yeah.
What wouldn't you make a movie about with Trump?
Oh, he made some coin on speeches.
Oh, yeah?
The university named Biden a Benjamin Franklin Presidential Practice Professor in 2017 and has paid him... For speeches.
Yes.
And for heading his eponymous center, he named after him, between 2017 and 2019, $917,000.
He doesn't even have to be funny.
So 3 years. What so that's $300,000 a year.
How long are the speeches? Does an hour?
I don't know. Yeah. He's currently on leave. Yeah. I would hope he's not Trump. Trump would not be on leave. Trump would still be wanting that money.
I would not be president. I would be like, no, I am doing this circuit here. I'm making so much money just saying bullshit that's not even funny. Biden just has to tell stories, right?
In his speeches? I guess there's topics. He discussed how he manages classified information at home in a Q&A session with reporters in August. I have in my home a cabined off space that is completely secure. I'm taking home with me today's presidential daily briefing. It's locked. I have a person with me, military with me. I read it. I lock it back up. I give it back to the military.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would do the same thing.
Asked whether it was ever appropriate for a president to bring home classified material. He said it depends on the document and it depends on how secure the room is.
Well, you got to bring that military guy with you.
So, so the Republicans are of course self-immolating and rending their garments and, yes. And oh my God, like you heard. But the funny thing is, you notice Jimmy Jordan didn't say, we're launching investigations. He said, well, we're waiting to see what these documents are and everything. We're right. Not like them. Which means he knows there's nothing.
There's nothing there. Right. This is banging even, on the table.
Even he knows there's nothing there. But he's going to try to pretend that the Republicans are being magnanimous.
Oh, my God. He sucks. He is such a load.
Pieces of shit. Oh, Matt Schlapp, there, everybody's pointing out, don't forget, he had Bolsonaro speak. With an yeah. N-gay, who gave that anti-gay speech.
Right. Did he try to jack off Bolsonaro? Bolsonaro?
No, I don't know.
Bolsonaro? Who was that, Mike Lindell?
Mike Lindell. Bolsonaro. God, I hope stolen from him.
I hope there's Mike Lindell today. Or Rudy.
Well, we already heard from Rudy a little bit.
Yeah. Was...
The, I just, now at the beginning of the show, I just opened the 3 hours of farting video and jumped to a random,
million views
I jumped to a random YouTube, spot.
Man, people love farts. God, Rudy.
Highbrow humor here yes. At the crab diving.
Well, Rudy compound. Was the one that did it.
Tootie Rudy.
Yeah.
I also have here. Oh, so yeah. So Karl Rove somehow inexplicably voice of reason.
Okay.
On Fox.
Weird.
And he hauled out his whiteboard to compare to teach the morons watching Fox that what Biden did and what they found in Biden's is nothing. It's a nothing burger.
Right, right.
And they followed. Yes. They were accidentally caught. They're probably low level classifications. And when they found them, they called that day.
Right.
And they
right.
were gone the next morning.
With Trump, they nearly had to call in a SWAT
They're still.
Team. They still don't have all the documents.
They don't know. They fucking looked at, they raided Trump Tower. Oh, they just
raid
they
everything. Raid everything. Please.
President Joe Biden got an assist on Fox News when Karl Rove broke out the whiteboard to show how, this is Mediaite, well, to show how Biden's classified documents issue is much less serious than the probe into former President Donald Trump's handling probe. Of classified docs.
Any probe into Trump is very serious.
The Biden matter has drawn direct comparisons, particularly among conservatives, with the investigation of Trump.
It's informative to compare the two cases because, one, you can sort of see how maybe the system worked. I mean, somebody fucked up and left a bunch of documents somewhere, but then they did the thing they were supposed to do.
Dana Perino over at Fox tried real hard. The documents were discovered when the president's personal attorneys were packing files housed in a locked closet to prepare to vacate space. So let's bring in Karl Rove because, well, this is, it sounds a little familiar, similar, huh, Carl?
Karl Rove is like, well.
Carl's like, well, there are differences, but you can't make this stuff up. But there are differences.
Yeah.
For example, the number of documents, or there appear to be 10.
Yes.
In the case of Trump, hundreds and hundreds.
10.
How did they get there? We don't yet know how they got to the office connected with his activities. We know that Trump ordered the removal of the documents he wanted to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, there was some intent.
How responsive were they? When the Biden people found out about it, they called the appropriate authorities and turned them over immediately. We spent a year and a half watching the drama unfold at Mar-a-Lago, and it had to end in a police search to recover the documents.
The cops had to come out. The cops had to come get the documents. They had to call the cops.
So now they're mad at Karl Rove, the lunatics.
Yeah, of
or course. Mad at Karl Rove for daring to put a rare tiny little sliver of logic into their little brains.
Honestly, shame on you guys, because, and this is a weird space to be in, but you really should cut Karl Rove some slack, because he's a, I mean, he's a, just a horrible conservative fucknut, right?
Yes.
You should love this guy. He just isn't saying, he's saying this is no big deal. That doesn't mean you have to hate Karl Rove. I don't understand.
Yes, you do. Oh,
God.
Biden needs to be hanged. I think there's a story. I'm just seeing if I can find a clip of it. But Lindsay,
so stupid.
Lindsay was on telly.
Hello.
And Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham.
And was, seemed to not be able to. Oh, God, he's calling for a special counsel.
These documents.
He wants a special counsel to look at 10 pieces of paper that were turned over immediately.
Right.
He says, it's going to hurt the country if you don't do a special counsel for this like you did for Trump.
Well, Trump didn't give him back. He didn't give them back.
But he was, of course, there's already memes.
Yeah.
Immediately disclosed the Biden Justice Department assigned a Trump-appointed U.S. attorney
yes.
to oversee it.
Oh, yeah. I put one of these fucking memes up on our page.
They were all cooperated with, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
It's just
boring.
It's the absolute opposite of what Trump did.
There's no.
Actually, if Trump would have been like, oh, my bad, even at the beginning, even though he ordered those taken, if at the beginning he would have said to Nara, oh, my bad, here you go, and given them all back, we would not. I've ever heard of it, probably.
Right. Absolutely. Or somebody would have just said something. If you see something, say something. If you see Jason Miller making off with file box after file box of shit from the White House on the day they're leaving, call somebody and say something about it.
And another piece of advice.
Jeez.
If Jason Miller is making the smoothies, pass.
Yeah, don't have those.
Here's Martha McCallum asking, I guess, showing some rudimentary journalistic, ability here on Fox. She got Lindsay to stumble. He can't really explain the difference. You know, when they talk about the differences, like, well, come on, this is only 10 documents.
Yeah.
They called immediately, you know, and Lindsay's like, I want a special counsel. Wait, there's an ad first.
That sounded like Piano Man for a second that you played.
It's an ad that we have to wait for.
Okay. God, Lindsay.
Fox News anchor Martha McCallum asked Senator Lindsey Graham that apparently the South Carolina Republican couldn't manage to answer, they say here. They were discussing the revelation of the documents.
Yes.
Graham is continuing to rail. Oh, it's not that long. Here we go.
Right.
Here we go.
Handling classified information after this has gone down dramatically.
Well, to be fair, there were other reporters in the room who did ask questions about this. They were summarily shut down. And most of the coverage that I've seen in other places is about how very different these two situations are. They say, you know, the former president was stonewalling returning these documents. They had been requested. They've been negotiating over it for quite some time. And that's the difference. So comment on that for me, if you would, first, and then I have another question.
Well, number one, I mean, can you imagine if this happened? The bottom line here is that Peter did not get shut down. The more she talked, the more absurd the excuse became.
That is true.
The bottom line here, she also...
Oh, he's mad at a... I guess there was a reporter that was maybe being a...
Yes.
Oh, is it Ducey? Is it Peter Ducey?
Ducey.
Oh, it was. And they just wanted to move on. And he's like, "What about these documents? What about the documents? Are you gonna? Oh my God! Is President Biden gonna undergo a colonoscopy so we can see if he's been swallowing any of these documents?"
That's what he's talking about.
And they were just like, you know, Peter, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's
there's nothing going on. So they're, so now they're defending Peter. Oh, Peter, Peter fighting the good fight.
It's so pitiful.
It's just so sad.
It really is sad. God, Lindsay. It's like you can hear the right-wing nutjob brain jujitsu going on in his mind at that moment. It's amazing. The journey he went through in that moment was epic. That's epic. That's like a road trip, dude. Your brain went on a little thought road trip, winding through fucking...
Oh, a fuck swamp of...
winding through a fuck swamp of turns and hills and tunnels and loop-de-loops and burning crosses.
This is... Well, here you go.
Like, who cares how they treat homosexuals? Why do we have to, like, measure things based on how they treat homosexuals?
Right.
Can't we measure things based on everything else? Like, why does that always have to be the most important thing?
Yeah.
Oh, they throw gays off buildings. So? How does their train system work? Is my train going to be 12 hours late? Oh, no? Oh, okay. Well, I'll look the other way while they're throwing some gay dude off a roof. What?
This is on Nick Fuentes' over at his Cozy TV network. This is we've listened to this guy, Vincent James, before.
Where's Kanye?
This is their White Boy Wednesday live stream.
Is that the name of it?
Yes.
Good Lord. Jesus. Wait, I don't understand the argument. He's saying that you can't be concerned about gay people being tossed off of buildings, but also want your train system.
Well, he's saying we're criticizing Iran and stuff like that. And the first thing we go to is, you know, look at how they treat women. Look at how they treat gays. And he couldn't care less about either. He wants to know if the trains are running.
That's crazy.
Right Wing Watch describes James as an, quote, unapologetic racist, anti-Semite, misogynist, conspiracy theorist, and fascist, who currently serves as the treasurer of Nick Fuentes' America First organization.
Ooh, gosh.
He has used his live stream program on Fuentes' quote, anti-gay, anti-woman, anti-black, anti-Semitic ding platform
ding
to openly advocate for throwing gay people off buildings before, as well as calling for women to be stripped of their rights and the establishment of a Christian Taliban in this country that will, quote, jeez, dominate without mercy.
Oh, my God, Nick. Somebody said
that's Vince.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, and Nick.
Jeez, Vince. I'm sending Matt Schlapp over there to pummel everybody's penis.
Oh, come right on, now. Like he hasn't been there. Please. These incels.
Holy shit.
What scumbags, right?
I mean, oh my God. I mean,
if my train's going to be on time and they're going to serve me a meal. So which one would you rather have? Nice trains country to be on time, society to function, or society to be completely dysfunctional, you know, and they throw gays off roofs, or society to be completely dysfunctional and totally homosexual. Jesus. And they're like turning your kids gay. I'd say I'd choose the functional society where they throw gays off roofs and make women wear turbans or whatever it's called.
Potato sacks. Literal potato sacks.
Yeah. Not turbans. What are they called? Hijabs.
Oh, my God. Burkas. You fuck. You fucking idiot.
You're dumb as shit. Listen to the horrible banter on the but see, we gotta get rid of the internet. Fuck him. Fuck these people and their dumb podcasts. Jesus.
Well, and he's probably getting donations.
Oh God. What fuckheads. Humorless people. What do these people do for fun? Do they go putt putt golf and talk about this shit while they're at the putt putt their hole seven? Little punishment pencils filling in their scores, talking about throwing gay people off fucking buildings.
Oh, I think somebody's chaining them in a basement.
And there's no putt-putt golf.
Yeah, and stomping on their testicles with high heels and stuff.
Yeah, tase me, Matt.
But they're all incels, right? You're not, they're not supposed to.
They're angry.
They can't even masturbate. What is it? No Nut November.
No Nut November. I forgot about
Remember?
That.
No Nut November.
Yes. Yeah. No Nut November, guys. Welcome to the Proud Boys.
And there was a few tweets about people like over at Gab and Parler and Truth that were just like, well, I only made it 3 days into No Nut November.
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? Let me tell you something. I don't care about you incels. Are you going to ejaculate in this month? Don't give a fuck. Never thought about it. Don't give a shit. No one cares. Actually, you stupid shit.
Spill that seed, though. Just don't put it in any person, for God's sake.
Please don't impregnate anyone.
Oh, man. We don't need any more of you motherfuckers.
Keep it in your socks.
So... Karl Rove did his dealio over on Fox, and Trump specifically went after him. The headline says, Trump seethes on Truth Social after Fox News analyst debunks his lies about Biden classified docs. Former President Trump lashed out at Fox News contributor Karl Rove after the longtime former Republican strategist argued that Trump's hoarding of classified documents was way worse than the classified documents found at Biden's office.
It was. You can't even say it's not. Because if there was an argument to be made on any level, I feel like Karl Rove would have found a way to have that argument, that it's the same.
Right.
These aren't people that would give Biden the benefit of the fucking doubt.
No.
They hate him.
No. Yeah. And can't be trusted.
Right.
The so here is the truth that he put out.
Yes.
Let me see if this shit'll open. Here it is. Karev was, as usual, wrong when he stated that then VP Biden's, all caps, highly confidential. He doesn't know that. We have no evidence that they were highly confidential. In fact, the word is that they're low level.
Lowly confidential. Lowly.
Highly confidential papers, which were in his office for many years, were in any way similar to the Secret Service guarded and otherwise very secure Mar-a-Lago papers.
The Mar-a-Lago papers.
Biden was not then president, had no power to declassify, and came under a very tough Federal Records Act. Yes. I come under the much more generous Presidential Records Act. Ooh. Was having productive discussions with radical left NARA and did everything right. A giant scam.
Jeez. Right. What the... Is this early in the morning he's composing this bullshit?
Like 8 this morning, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's getting his day going, having a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Filling his Pampers. Sure. Going after Nara.
Having that first baby poopy of the day.
Thank you.
So, yeah. Then all he's doing is retruthing today all these lunatics that are like, Biden needs to be put up against a wall and shot because of this. This is so different from what Trump did.
But Biden's already been replaced with a clone, right?
Oh, well, I don't know. Has he?
I thought that was the case.
No, that was Hillary and Bill, but I don't know if Biden's been replaced. He may
Shelby,
have. I'm sure he has.
Can you see if there's an update on that? Thank you.
He's not even really Biden.
He's a clone.
How long before, Tucker Carlson says that and then Trump repeats it?
Oh, yeah. Tucker's getting his nuts tanned, right?
Okay. He starts off with all flights have been canceled.
Yeah.
And ends with all caps, rigged elections, make America great again in this truth.
Man, he's crazy. Trump is all over the place.
All flights have been canceled throughout the good old USA due to incompetence and the fact that we are now living in the equivalent of a third world nation. I talk about our obsolete airports all the time at our big America First rallies. We have no borders. Well, then allow the Democrats to spend money on them.
Yes.
We have no borders, no energy independence anymore, no airports, no nothing. We do have massive inflation going down.
Right.
A rotten economy. The jobs are historically high. And rigged elections make America great again.
Rotten is such a...
Rotten.
That's an old school way to describe something, isn't it? It's rotten.
Biden's documents are highly confidential. Many pertain to Ukraine, where Hunter was raking in the dough.
God, Are you shitting me?
And funded by China, which gave $55 million to Biden through Penn and probably had easy access, was the old Crow's boss, China-loving Coco Chow, involved?
Damn.
Just asking.
Okay, let me follow this. Trump went in with the Ukraine. He talking about this, then faked around, and he did a Hunter Biden.
Yep.
And then he went in for a Coco Chow.
China, yeah.
No, right. China, then Coco Chow.
Then Old Crow, which is McConnell.
No one is spared the shade.
And then Coco Chow.
That's right.
No, spelled wrong, by the way.
What do you spelled the slur wrong or whatever?
Well, Chow is Chao. He spells it like dog chow, Chow.
She was in your cabinet, Trump.
I mean, only because I was being nice to him. Oh my God, 23 hours ago, he went after Ruby again.
He went after who?
Ruby.
Freeman?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Those women need to sue this motherfucker. They really do, yes, because he's going to get them killed.
Well, they've already had consequences from that.
Ruby, her daughter, and the others who ran back into the counting room, grabbing the cases from under the skirted table, and then back to their counting machines where they came from prior to hearing water main break, which never happened, have got a lot of explaining to do, he tweeted.
Jesus.
23 hours ago.
I mean, I guess he can just say whatever the fuck he wants. Man, that's crazy. Who the fuck is going to do these elections, you know? Who wants to be an election worker these days?
Well, that's funny because the next thing that he retruthed was a story from AmericanGreatness.com, which I'm sure is a very respected journalistic bastion of truth.
It's Stephen Miller's blog.
The headline says, Joe Biden awards infamous 2020 election workers with presidential citizens medals.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's Ruby.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For what they had to go through. Right. Ruby Freeman, the notorious. This is now I'm reading from American Greatness. I can't believe I just sullied my computer with this.
Yeah, your computer has syphilis.
I'm going to be playing New World later, and it's something. This is going to be like a MAGA hat's going to appear on my head.
It's going to explode.
Ruby Freeman, the notorious, again, this is right wing people speaking.
Okay.
The notorious election worker who was caught on surveillance video engaging in highly suspicious activity.
Yes.
During the 2020 election in Atlanta, was awarded a Presidential Citizens Medal at the White House on Friday.
Jeez.
The White House portrayed Freeman as a voting rights heroine who had suffered cruel right-wing harassment in the aftermath of the election.
Yeah. Harassment? Didn't she have
death to... Death threats.
She had to leave her house
Yeah,
or
she
something.
Had to disappear.
It's fucking insane, man. It's crazy.
Freeman and her daughter were seen on surveillance video pulling boxes filled with ballots out from under a table at State Farm Arena after supervisors had told poll workers they'd quit for the night.
Why does anybody believe this debunked bullshit? Why would anyone believe this shit?
She was a temp. Freeman was employed by the temp agency Happy Faces Personnel Group, which is a contractor to the Fulton County, Georgia Elections Absentee Ballot Department. Well, thanks for that fucking assignment, assholes.
Dude, I mean, you have to pay people more, I guess, because fuck this shit. Fuck that.
There you go.
There you go. Trump's batshit.
Trump's really upset, as usual.
Yeah.
He's congratulating Sarah Huckabee on being sworn in.
God, I forgot about her.
As governor of Arkansas.
God damn it. It's a whole dynasty over there, right, of Huckabees.
Yeah.
What was your dad's name? Mike?
Mike.
He was on Dancing with the Stars, correct? Or was it... No, Scott Rick Perry was.
Huckabee was on something, reason. Maybe not.
That's such a hard... I mean, that's why America is not... If there's a dynasty of Huckabees ruling Arkansas, that's just fucked up. Who would...
Sarah Huckabee, on her first day, issued 7 executive orders, including banning CRT from schools, which is not being taught
anywhere. We're banning CRT.
It has not been confirmed that any schools in Arkansas, except for college level, graduate level curricula, are learning anything remotely like CRT. She banned it. I banned it.
We're getting rid of drag queen star hour.
Did she talk like that? Kind of, yeah. She was odious, I remember.
She's fucking horrible, man. I mean, ugh.
I think Kaylee McEnany was the worst. Even worse. Yeah, she was really vile.
Well, Scott Spicy lied to us. He lied.
Well, he was told to.
Well, yeah, and he wore that shitty suit, which was gross. It didn't even fit him. It didn't even fit.
That's all Trump was pissed about mostly.
You look stupid. What the fuck?
She also banned the term Latinx to be used on anything in her administration.
I ain't gonna have no Latinx shit. I'm sure Huckabee. God, fuck you, Sarah.
The term Latinx banned from official government use.
God, we're not gonna say that here in Arkansas. We're gonna say Latinx. Good job. That's necessary. You know that.
Agencies will have 60 days to replace the terms Latinx, etc., with existing official government documents with Hispanics, Latino, Latina.
Yes.
Or their plurals.
What is the motherfucking difference? Well, it's just a term.
In recent years, the term Latinx has been promoted by some as a gender-neutral alternative to Spanish gender-specific words Latino or Latina.
Oh, sounds like progress.
So they say Latinx, which means people of all genders.
Right. Okay.
Of Latin descent.
We're trying to be inclusive.
And they hate the fuck out of that.
We don't like that.
We're not having any of that here in Arkansas.
We're just going to stay in the mountains and fuck rattlesnakes. God, Rudy, scared the shit out of me, dude.
Literally.
God, I watched that video again yesterday of him just walking through that farm. Did you see that video?
Yeah.
It's so bizarre. I retweeted it. It's on our Twitter, everybody. It's just, there's no, he's got a microphone in his hand. He's not even saying anything. And he's just like walking in this farm past these farm animals.
He's a media personality.
So bizarre. It's so bizarre.
I can't do Rudy's voice.
I don't even know what, I don't know. It was like between takes maybe or something, but he was walking and just not talking. It's just,
what, does Rudy have an entertainment agent, like an announcer agent or something like that, or somebody that gets him interviews or something? He must have an agent.
I would assume he's probably got an agent, sure.
God damn, those calls. Trying to get Rudy on a show. It's like, hey, I want to pitch you a guy. He's like, don't pitch me Rudy again. He farts. His hair melts and he's...
Tootie Rudy. Holy shit, look at the time. I still have a shit ton of stories. This is, when you have adults in the room,
okay,
good things can happen.
Yes.
My home state of Illinois yesterday became the latest to ban the sale or possession of assault weapons.
Yay!
I'm sure the Republicans will be taking them to court.
Well, hey, check on Florida. Did we pass anything like that?
I'm not going to bother.
Yes, okay. Way to be positive.
We're going to mandate it.
Oh, yeah, you got it. You got to walk around.
You have to buy assault weapons in Florida.
You have to stab someone every 30 days in the state or they revoke your citizenship.
He signed it. Governor Pritzker signed the legislation just hours after it passed both chambers of the assembly, which is dominated by Democrats.
Yay, look what you can do when you have liberals doing shit.
The new law bans assault weapons, including some semi-automatic firearms, along with high-capacity magazines and rapid-firing devices.
But the problem is, in Indiana, there's no such ban, correct?
Correct.
Hmm.
The guns just leap across the border.
Yep.
Baby steps.
That is progress.
Herschel would say, why do you want to ban the guns there? They're just going to come over in the air from Indiana.
God, can you imagine working on Herschel Walker's campaign and all of a sudden this
And then fucking Matt Schlapp grabs your dick? Yeah.
You're jacking me off!
It's like, what is going on with this party?
Herschel Walker, who knows what he did? We haven't heard any stories, any shit that went on during his campaign. He's weird with guns, match slaps, pummeling penises. God, be careful out there if you're working on Republican campaigns. It's crazy.
Let's see. Also,
yes.
Well, this is a real old story. Why is this out there again? January 7th, 2022. Oh, that's a year ago. That's why. I'm like,
right.
January 7th.
Oh, it's a throwback Thursday kind of thing. But it's Tuesday.
QAnon star who said only idiots get vaxxed dies of COVID.
QAnon star?
Well, that was Kirsten Weldon, the one who introduced us to, she was the one who, when Gene Consense told us that Bill Clinton had already been shot by military tribunal.
Oh.
And then when she said something about Hillary, he said, oh, well, Hillary's dead too. She's been replaced. She went, really?
Yeah.
She passed from COVID.
Oh, gosh. Well,
who said only idiots get the vaccine.
Well,
but that was a year ago. So, yeah, so. Rest in peace.
Right. R.I.P.
I don't know why it's popping up.
I told a crowd of people at a comedy show I was boosted, and they said, fuck you.
Oh, really?
Get the booster, you stupid fucking spreaders, you stupid fucks.
Shouldn't we be dead by now?
Yeah, I'm dead.
From the first shot, we were told, what, 6 months? Didn't that guy tell, told you 6 months?
Right!
The guy that worked on your car.
Ryan from the Crab Diving Podcast is dead. Shouldn't someone be harvesting the 5G chip from my penis?
But it was really cheap to have him work on your car, so you had to listen to him tell you you were going to die of some... Your DNA's been changed, and you're going to die in 6 months from the vaccine.
Out my alternator, you flat earther, you.
Also in L news, this is also good news.
Okay,
we've talked about this guy a bunch of times and played some clips of his bullshit. Baked Alaska.
Oh yeah.
Right wing dick job. Whose legal name is...
I'm a dick job.
Anthemy?
Anthemy.
A-N-T-H-I-M-E? Is this Anthime? Anthemy?
Anthemy Baked Alaska.
This is his first name. Antheme Joseph Gionet. Maybe it's a French name. Is Antheme a French name?
Le Baked Alaska? Yes, it is. Very much so.
Let's look here. It says right here. France.
I told you, yes.
Big time France.
Ooh. Oui, oui.
So it's probably Antime.
What is big in French? Like, how do you say big?
In French? I don't know. It's grande in Espanol.
It's probably grand.
Grand?
Le grand.
Oh, grand.
Le grand.
Baked Alaska, whose legal name is Antime Joseph Gionet.
Ooh.
So, of course, you go by Baked Alaska.
I'm Baked Alaska.
You got some cool sounding French name.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that. I want to be Baked Alaska.
Yeah, boy, our culture sucks.
Has been sentenced to 2 years.
Damn!
After he entered the Capitol on January 6, 2020.
Damn, Baked Alaska.
District Judge Trevor McFadden blasted Gionet for celebrating the riot.
That's right. That's right, you fuck.
Gionet, then a far-right star, live-streamed for 30 minutes after he entered the building, eventually making his way into Pelosi's office.
Yes, how nice.
The judge said, you live-streamed your criminal conduct to thousands of followers, hoping they would pay you for your actions. You were promoting and celebrating what was a national tragedy.
Yeah. This is Baked Alaska, man. Can he stream from prison? I bet he can.
Apparently he also had streamed an assault in Georgia a month before the Capitol riot.
He was practicing.
The judge called his actions at the Capitol the culmination of a petty crime spree. You repeatedly stream your crimes, the judge said. That's a very, very troubling vocation, sir.
Listen, judge, you have no idea with this guy. He's full of all kinds of tricks.
He agreed to plead guilty last July, but the judge rescinded it after Baked Alaska said he was innocent during a hearing. He was basically like, yeah, yeah, I didn't do it. I'm innocent, but no. Yeah, I'll plead. And the judge is like, that's not how it works.
Jeez.
You have to take responsibility and admit you did
it. Right, right.
But then in the end, he finally did take a deal.
Right.
Of course, because he's a Republican and a conservative with no principles.
And he probably got a reduced sentence, right?
And he's no longer a fan of Trump's last month complaining, I'm going to jail for an NFT salesman. After Trump's NFTs, yeah.
Baked Alaska. If you would have came to me and said, should I do this? I would say no.
He tweeted,
you are nuts.
December 15th, a month ago, I can't believe I'm going to jail for an NFT salesman.
You know what? Who doesn't know you, though? But who doesn't know him? Do you think Donald Trump knows about Baked fucking Alaska?
No.
Baked Alaska.
I think I love the dessert.
Yeah, he doesn't give it. Yeah, I put my penis in it. He doesn't give a shit about you on any level. And he wouldn't even want to, like, hang out with you, dude. This is so sad. You stupid fuckhead.
He tweeted that to his 124,000 Twitter followers,
yeah!
He will survive the sentence. I've waited over 2 years for this court case to be over. Finally, tomorrow I'll be sentenced. I love you guys so much. I've learned a lot since then and grown to be a better person. Please pray for God. God's will to be done.
One more day before the storm.
What a fucking asshole.
Good luck, Baked Alaska.
Well, I'm glad he's grown.
Ooh, gross.
He's a person.
Right. We're going to send Matt Schlapp over to you.
I wonder how long the shaman was in for.
What's his name? The Q shaman.
The QAnon shaman?
QAnon shaman.
He might be out. Like, he might have quietly served his time and gotten out.
I think he's running for Republican, for representative.
Maybe he's George Santos.
Oh, is George Santos still around?
Which takes us to the next story.
Yes.
We've got another one now.
Another one.
The chairman of the Nassau County Republican Party on Tuesday said that embattled Rep. George Santos told him he was the star player on his volleyball team.
Damn.
At Baruch College. When he was there.
Okay.
Which, of course, is the college he never went to. So not only was he there, he was a volleyball. He was the star player on the volleyball team, he told them.
The great thing about that lie is it's a lie, whatever. You could just imagine what it would be like to be a collegiate star volleyball player. That would be fun, right?
You can imagine
what that was like, but it's a lie.
I played first singles on our tennis team.
Right. Right.
I was the big star. No, I'm kidding.
Quit bullshitting us. Did you really though?
I did.
Okay. I know.
I have silver medals and
you think it's crazy?
I didn't buy them. I was giving them.
But it's crazy to think that this guy is like, yeah, I was a star volleyball player at this college I never attended. I mean, he's just like lying about shit.
So the Nassau County Republican Party, which is the county where he's their rep, they want him to step down.
Ah, oh, come on.
Yesterday, they're calling on him to resign.
For lying?
Yeah, for all the lies.
Well, wait a second. If you're going to have Republicans step down for lying, then, I mean, who's going to be in the Congress?
Well, really. During a press conference featuring top Nassau GOP officials calling on Santos to resign from Congress, Joseph Cairo said that the congressman fabricated his involvement with the Baruch College sports team.
Yes.
While being vetted during the campaign. He told me that he was the star of the Baruch volleyball team and they won the league championship.
Did you believe him?
Yeah.
Why not Google it? You're vetting someone. God, these people. How the fuck did people vet George Santos and he lied literally about everything and nobody could catch him in anything? If you vetted George Santos, you should be ashamed.
Meanwhile, McCarthy has already said, well, you know, it's up to his constituents to vote him out then, which means we get to sit with him for 2 years.
Who knows what deal he made?
He says he will not step down.
Okay. Well, I mean, I kind of feel him on this. I mean, it's like, why he's a lying Republican. Again, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, why would I?
They lie about it. I mean, with this president, how many lies did Trump tell throughout his presidency?
30 plus 1,000.
Yes, it's okay, George.
I mean, literally 30 plus 1,000 documented lies over the 4 years.
Don't listen. You're a Republican. Don't beat yourself up over this. You just lied a shitload, just like all your other fucking colleagues. It's what you do, you know.
We've got. About a half hour left here, a little less on the big show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for buying shit through the old Amazon link. Really helps us out.
Right.
Tweet us during the show.
Tweet us.
At Crab Diving. At Crab Diving.
Zoot alore.
We have also, let me pull this story up here.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. That's the worst.
Amazon. You sound like Schitt's Creek. Yeah. Amazon.
Amazon. Go to Amazon.
The I did that one. I did that one.
Go to Amazon.
Oh, here we go. Another shit bag.
Okay.
This is a big shocker. Nobody's shocked.
Yes.
Madison Cawthorn, remember him?
Right.
The one who apparently repeatedly fapped to the thought of going to see the Eagle's Nest where Hitler vacationed in Germany.
That's right.
He's on his bucket list.
God, everybody that visits that, we should have them on a list.
But he also, let's remember that Madison Cawthorn's only crime was that he told us all that the Republicans have coke and fuck parties that he was invited to. That was too far.
Listen, he broke the one rule about fuck club.
Yeah, don't talk about fuck club.
Don't talk about fuck club. And he fucked it up.
Well, you know, he got booted. He lost his... They moved him. They kind of changed his with the South Carolina, I think.
Yeah.
They gerrymandered the fuck out of it, and they changed his district a little bit, and it made it a little harder for him. But then also, he just got beat.
Right. Right. He had a very good candidate,
and he has officially now moved to Florida.
Of course.
So we've got him here. But it says he bought a $1.1 million house in Florida in August, months before finishing his 2-year term.
Wow.
In an Instagram post, he announced that he moved into the Cape Coral house on January 4th, just one day after his term officially ended.
Yeah.
But the
welcome to Florida, you fuckhead.
The new Republican representing the 11th district there.
Yes.
In North Carolina, excuse me, not South Carolina.
Right.
Representative Chuck Edwards, Republican.
Yes.
Is pissed because Madison Cawthorn and everyone, his staff, vanished without handing over required constituent casework.
Oh.
So the stuff they were working on for their constituents.
What is it about the Republicans when they leave office, they take all their paperwork with them?
According to a statement posted on Edwards' website, Cawthorn did not transfer official casework before leaving North Carolina, which goes against the practice for legislative transition.
Right.
Due to this lack of information, Congressman Edwards and his staff have no way of knowing which constituents had ongoing casework or other outstanding federal issues.
God damn it.
Repeated attempts to reach Congressman Cawthorn and his staff were made over the past month, but no response or action was provided. So even while he was still
Yeah.
A member of Congress.
Oh my God.
They were calling his staff and calling him, and they're like, dude, Pat, turn this shit over to us.
See, this is the truth about that party. They don't like, how do you feel about the Democrats? These people don't want government to work. The shittiest of the shittiest politicians would be like, oh yeah, let me give you the casework for our constituents so we can have some semblance of government. But this fucknut doesn't care. He got kicked out of the orgies.
Per the House rules for outgoing members of Congress, his deadline for signing over the database was December 23rd.
He just blew it the fuck off. I don't have to do it.
Edwards is going public now with a statement. I ran on the issue of providing the best constituent service possible for the people of Western North Carolina. I ask that anyone with any pending casework contact my office immediately.
God.
In addition, I hope members of the media will help inform the public of this request. I would like to ensure that our veterans, the elderly, and the infirm, and the others who need help get the full benefit of the services that we're preventing them from getting. Oh, excuse me, they are entitled to.
How fucking sad. Jesus Christ.
Members of Congress usually help their constituents with various issues, such as accessing veterans benefits, processing Social Security checks.
This is crazy.
There are typically unfinished cases from one term to the next, which is why the House requires outgoing members of Congress to pass along the casework to the next rep so they can continue resolving issues.
How sad. This is like when someone loses their phone and they post on Facebook, hey, I just got a new phone. Please DM me your phone number. It's the same system. Hey, if anybody had anything going on with the government, give us a call.
Of course, Trump-endorsed Cawthorn lost his primary after a series of scandals, including the improper promotion of a cryptocurrency and a charge in Mecklenburg County for carrying a loaded gun through airport security.
Yay, that's perfect. A loaded gun. Why do people do that? Like, you're going on a plane. You wouldn't think about, oh, I've got a gun in my bag.
I forgot.
How the fuck do you forget about a loaded gun?
What about the videos of him fucking his cousin's face?
Oh, yeah.
Humping his cousin's face and shit. All that weird shit.
Well, that's family stuff. That's, you know, whatever. Man.
That's really bizarre.
That's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Pass me the stuffing.
What is this that, oh, I don't know, some horrible thing.
Yes.
That DeSantis is doing here in Florida.
Some dumb shit.
How he's abusing taxpayer money. Oh, right. Shocker.
I can't believe there's a chance he could be president. I just don't know. People are losing their minds or something. You don't want this guy.
I just don't know if he's got it. He doesn't have, you know, Trump did have that little bit of charm, I guess, or
is the DeSantis buzz similar to the Jeb buzz? Do you remember the Jeb buzz?
Maybe. I mean, but Jeb, there was never any fervent, you know, make America Jeb again people. I mean, I can't imagine
people
that
didn't come forward going Jeb.
I don't think so, despite his attempt to brand himself with an exclamation point. For us all to say his name excitedly.
God. He was a space alien. You know, he just... Jeb.
That's who we figured was...
Please clap.
That's who we figured was going to probably get the nomination.
Dude.
Until Trump came barreling through.
Yeah, man. Please clap. You have no idea what's happening. Jeb, Trump is coming. And you're like, please clap.
Please clap.
Trump's like, Jeb has low energy. Fuck him. Fuck everyone. Bah, 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 bah. He used to work for me.
Oh, that one still makes me laugh.
Yeah. Low energy.
We've got, what is this? Republican congresswoman blames Joe Biden for Santos's fraud and lies.
Right. Yes. Yes. Yes.
What?
Good point.
Oh, it's a paywall. I can't read it. So I don't know.
I sent some Republican right-wing nut job brain jujitsu.
Also, we've got this story here in the waning minutes of the show. It's a tough, it's a jungle out there, Ryan. And,
yes.
And when you're trying to run a social media site, apparently.
Yeah.
All kinds of shit going on.
Right.
But after Ye announced, formerly known as Kanye West, after Ye. Ye.
Is it Ye?
No, it's Ye. After he pulled out of buying conservative Twitter clone Parler.
Oh, okay.
Which was one of the more Nazi-esque and crazy white supremacist sites.
Damn, Kanye.
After Ye had his little issues. Where's Ye been, by the way? I mean, we're all happy he's not talking.
Right.
But I think they might have finally blow-darted him and taken him off somewhere.
Yes.
But Ye, once he said, I'm going to buy Parler, and then he changed his mind.
Right.
And after it fell apart.
Yes.
Now they think it's going bye-bye. Now reports are indicating that Parler's time may be limited.
No, that can't happen.
As there have been major layoffs at the social media platform.
Damn. Thanks, Biden.
This is from The Verge.
Yes.
Parliament, spelled P-A-R-L-E.
Yeah.
M-E-N-T. Parliament Technologies began laying off workers in late November. These layoffs continued through at least the end of December, when around 75% of staff was let go. Jesus.
Maggots, that's most of the staff.
Which leaves about 20 employees working at both Parler and the parent company's cloud services venture. So they've got some cloud service business that they've got going on.
So you've got a skeleton crew keeping this shit afloat.
A majority of the company's executives, including its chief technology, operations, and marketing officers, were also laid off.
Ooh. Does Devin Nunes, is he involved in this?
He's at Truth.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. Okay.
One potential Parler buyer told the outlet that as of October 22nd, Parler had just 50,000 daily users. That's really sad.
Geez, that is sad.
That's very sad for social media.
Come the fuck on, guys. Get it together.
The app, the platform acts as an alternative to mainstream social media.
Yeah, it's not
marketing itself mostly to conservative crowds.
Well, not to a lot of people, apparently.
Among its competitors vying for attention are Rumble and Donald Trump's very own Truth Social.
So. How do you turn this sinking ship around? How do you save Parler? What do you
know.
Do?
Put it out of its misery.
Shoot it.
Put it out of our misery.
Right. It's like take old Yeller out back. Drown it.
But who's surprised that these crazy right-wing sites are not going great?
I remember when Parler just started. And I remember. What's Jason Miller's Getter? I hate all these.
Getter. Things. Right. Getter.
That's still around?
It is not. Oh, I
Jason,
don't
I'm
think.
Sorry. I'm sorry, bro. You fuck.
Yeah, I don't believe. We do have. I got sent this by some people. Thank you for sending this.
Oh yes,
I had seen this though. It's a big story. Very All sad right. news.
Okay.
Diamond is dead.
Oh, I saw that. I don't.
Diamond from Diamond and Silk. Who
edit my reaction? Like, out. I didn't mean.
We
to
think
laugh.
Had quit. We think had That's had sad. COVID.
COVID,
and then got better. But then she just passed. This is a crazy headline. Mm-hmm. Pro Trump commentator Diamond wasn't sick and just collapsed when she died, says her friend Mike Lindell.
Wait, it's Mike Lindell said that.
Mike Lindell working his way into the news about the death of Diamond.
She wasn't sick when she died.
Pro-Trump social media personality Lynette Diamond Hardaway of the right-wing political commentary sister duo Diamond and Silk.
Oh, that's sad.
Wasn't sick before she died this week and just collapsed.
Oh, okay.
Suddenly, out of the blue, her friend Mike, MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell said today.
Jeez.
Very tragic, because one of the saddest things... He said,
yeah.
To have something happen like that just out of the blue, I can't say enough words. It's tragic. It is
right.
tragic.
It's
She's only 51.
That sucks, man. That's sad.
So I don't know if Silk will be...
Just Silk?
Will be Why? Soldiering on.
Diamond and silk is a, is that a, does diamond go along with silk in some other context? Why are they calling that? What's the, why, I mean, you know.
I don't, I think that was just the nicknames they gave themselves. And
did the interns put together a diamond compilation for her? You can play her greatest moments.
Trump, very warm and heartfelt truth.
She's the
really
to
bad
me.
News for Republicans, and frankly, all Americans. Our beautiful diamond of diamond and silk has just passed away at her home in the state she loves so much, North Carolina. Silk was with her all the way, and at her passing, there was no better team anywhere or at any time. Diamond's death was totally unexpected. Probably her big and precious heart just plain gave out. Rest in peace, our magnificent diamond. You'll be greatly missed.
Okay, one second. Can you go read what he said about Ruth Bader Ginsburg dying?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to be insensitive, but geez, Trump. I mean, that's a lot for, you know, I don't know. Well, R.I.P. then. Obviously, she's in heaven. She's not, boy.
Silk, by the way, denies that she had COVID. She was hospitalized in late November, but Silk is still saying that she was hospitalized. So
She died while hospitalized.
No, well, we don't know. According to Mike Lindell,
oh, okay,
she just collapsed.
That's the source.
Lindell said he didn't know how she died. I don't think anyone does. She wasn't sick. I would assume when you collapse, it could be anything, an aneurysm, who knows?
She wasn't sick.
I don't know why people are saying stuff online.
Because she collapsed and died, and we're in the middle of a pandemic, and it very well could have been COVID.
Well, I mean, and people thought it was COVID.
You know, it is a shame that when his cell phone was seized, there was no camera. We didn't get to see that moment when that dumb fuck, when they took his camera, his phone in the drive-thru at Hardee's. I mean, that must have been funny.
Oh, there's probably, I wonder if they had body cams on.
Yeah, you could, I want to see that. FOIA
that. You could FOIA request.
Shelby, go FOIA that right now.
He's in the middle of his order.
Yeah, FOIA that and I'll give you a snossage.
Wait a minute.
That's my phone. I'm going to meet Mountain.
So yeah, sadness.
That is sad, man. That sucks. You know, it's like, at least she's got, if she's not in heaven, that's bullshit, right?
I believe that's bullshit.
This person deserves to be in heaven, right? Big Christian.
I guess. I don't know.
She ticked all the boxes, Jesus. If you didn't let her in, shame on you.
We also have this other news.
Okay.
Breaking news.
Yes.
CNN reporting.
Fake news.
That there are now text messages.
Right.
Corroborating details.
Yes.
Of Matt Schlapp's junk pummeling gate.
Matt Schlapp pummeled me penis. Send.
So that's they have obtained new text messages that appear to bolster allegations.
Is it illegal though for him to do that?
What, grab someone's dick?
Like without consent? That's sexual assault,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
Even if you're a big star like Matt.
Schlapp, an ally of former Trump, best known for hosting the regular Conservative Political Action Conference.
CSAC.
He's categorically denying the allegations.
Yes.
But according to the report, text messages show both the staffer describing what happened to him and disclosing it to other people.
Right. So that makes him more credible.
Yeah. Contemporaneous messaging at the
Well, did you hear that, Matt?
He wrote to a friend. He's pissed I didn't follow him to his hotel room. I just don't know how to say it to my superiors that their surrogate fondled my junk without my consent. The friend reportedly replied, "What a fucking creep."
Yeah.
Another chain of messages show the staffer disclosed to the Walker campaign, which relieved him of his duties driving Schlapp. So he said that he called them and they were like, you don't have to drive him.
We'll get somebody else to do it. That's, which is fucked up. But yes, no problem. God. Why didn't the Walker campaign sever their relationship with Schlapp?
He told Schlapp, he texted Schlapp, I'm uncomfortable with what happened last night. The company, the campaign has a driver available to you, blah, blah, blah. Schlapp replied, if you could see it in your heart to call me at the end of the day, I would appreciate it. If not, I wish you luck on the campaign.
You know, this staffer should have went directly to Herschel Walker and said, listen, Mr. Walker, I'm going to need you to get out that badge. I need to make an arrest. You got to arrest this guy for playing with my dick.
Grab my dick.
The sheriff's in town, baby.
The first and second vice chairs stand of the ACU. What's the ACU stand for? American Conservative Union. Stand behind. We stand squarely behind Matt. Don't stand in front of him.
Yeah, yeah. It'll jack you off.
And the ACU board of directors has full confidence in his leadership of the organization.
Hey, okay. But he was jacking this person off that didn't want to be jacked. Okay. Right. So what are you going to do about that shit? Jesus.
And don't forget Milo, a really credible.
Oh, that's right.
Credible witness.
You know, it's like,
who also claims his junk was fondled.
Maybe these Republicans need to walk around with their like hands tied. Just something, you know what I mean? Like Matt Schlapp, here's what I've learned. The guy needs to be restrained unless you want him to fondle, to pummel your penis. You got to restrain the guy.
How fucked up, though. I mean, again, it's just another one of these closeted,
what else?
Self-loathing Republicans who are interstellar fucking hypocrites. As he's preaching family values and anti-LGBTQ legislation and no gay marriage and the country's gone to hell and blah, blah, blah. What and then he's off rubbing people's dicks in the car.
And what else, though? What else is Schlapp up to?
Right.
I mean, you know he's done some shit.
And it's fine if you're if you're not trying to pass legislation.
Against gay people.
To marginalize and take away the rights of your own people.
But it's actually not fine because he didn't get consent. It's not even about that. The guy, you...
Yeah, he's rapey McFuckfuck.
Okay, I'm not a lawyer, but I do think you need consent before you pummel someone's dick.
Sure.
I'm sorry, Matt. It's not CPAC. Where, I don't know.
Especially pummeling.
Shit. Calm the fuck down, you Republicans. Turn in your secret docs. Quit jacking people off on you know, no more unwanted jackings.
The couple minutes left here.
Yes.
Would you volunteer to actually go to Brazil and present all the information you have to Lula of Brazil? Would you go down there, fly down there, and make yourself available to present everything you know about the machines and everything you've learned about the machines to try to sort that situation out, sir?
Well, not me personally, because I've heard about this Lula guy, and I've got...
So Mike Lindell's worried about going down to Brazil because he's worried Lula's going to kill him because he knows all the information about the machines.
Why does he sound so dumb? Play him saying Lula guy again. This is so stupid.
This is Steve Bannon. This is Steve Bannon, who probably instrumental in helping these riots happen in Brazil.
This Lula guy.
Personally, because I've heard about this Lula guy, I have people that are Lula guy.
It's Lula
like,
guy.
Listen, it's like when he says election. Election, Lula guy.
I have actually people that have already volunteered to go down there if need be, and that can do a lot better presenting this. So they've already told them. We've already reached out to Brazil and said, hey, if you want us, we're available. What? So we'll
you can
see.
You can read all my bullshit that says that the machines are compromised.
Mike Lindell, your family must not care about you because this is intervention time. When you find yourself saying I am going to reach out to Brazil, you make pillows. You're not the fucking Secretary of State, man.
last couple, 3 days here were just amazing. From morning till night, talking to the different states and territories, the different people that are going to do the actual voting. I've been solid. I'm solid nominated. So we don't, you know, to anybody out there going, who are your states? The media keeps calling me. I've had three calls just while I've been on your show, Steve, going, what states nominated you? Who's voting for you? Well, yeah, I'm really going to tell you, all you horrible journalists out there, so you can attack these people. And this is what I don't, I really believe that we get there into California. I think I get a great chance because, Steve, every one of these guys had asked me, how would you solve this problem? How would you solve this problem? I've got an answer for everyone.
He's very confident he's going to beat Ronna McDaniel.
But his answers to everything are like, look at this printout I have in this folder.
Of nothing.
It's bullshit that you printed out some... I don't know.
That nobody will look at, but everyone's looked at it and called it bullshit. He just wants to find somebody.
Does Bannon have a promo code for my pillow for his listeners?
Oh, I'll bet he does. You know it's not on the screen right now, but
promo code Nazi.
Undoubtedly. What is this? Oh wait. That's too Oh, this is somebody fucking around. It says, Mike Lindell has my full and total endorsement for RNC chair. Of all the candidates, I believe he has the most knowledge of the election problems facing this nation and the will and means to help. Oh, this is real. Jeez. And to help fit it.
What the fuck? Oh, are they using a John Cougar Mellencamp song to promote?
I guess. Cougar would be pissed. Yeah.
Cease and desist that shit, man. I mean, that's fucking crazy.
Oh, we got to get out of here.
Wow.
Where's my music? Oh, it's, you know.
Give me your My Pillow code.
Yeah, join us tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting app or crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck. Ryan is on the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook, and at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience, also freaking Vile.
Blessed day for everyone, and we'll hit you up again tomorrow.
Viva la resistance.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.